Hello, everybody. This is Dan Trotter, Pretty Good Bible Studies. I am now in Psalms chapter 70. We will call this short psalm, O Lord, Do Not Delay. The heading of the psalm says this, For the Director of Music of David, a petition. So David, we will assume, has written this psalm, even though, of course, we can't know that for certain because it could be of the style of David or whatever. The headings are not considered to be part of the inspired psalms, and so they might not be accurate, but we're going to assume that David wrote this psalm. So we start in verse 1. David says this to God, O God, hasten to deliver me. Hasten to deliver me. In other words, answer me quickly. Now, is there something wrong with that? We are told we're supposed to wait on the Lord, be patient in God's good time. In an acceptable time, He will answer our prayers. We shouldn't be so anxious to get instant answers because then we will turn God into a genie. We rub the bottle and out He comes. That's what we're taught, and I think that makes actually good sense. But in this case, David is saying, hasten to deliver me. Well, we should always remember God has His own timetable, but sometimes a quick answer is needed to save the petitioner. In our last psalm that we covered in the last audio, Psalm 69, verse 17, David says this, and in this Davidic psalm, Don't hide your face from your servant, for I am in distress. Answer me quickly. He's in distress. He needs a quick answer. There's nothing wrong if you're in distress. You need a quick answer. Psalms 40, verse 13, David also says, Be pleased, O Lord, to deliver me. Make haste, O Lord, to help me. There's nothing wrong with asking God to answer quickly, but if He needs to, He will. He needs to deliver you, but if on the other hand, He needs to build your character, if I may put it that way, then He might take longer to answer. We are to leave it in His hands and not worry about the timing of the answers to our petitions. Verse 2 of the Psalm 70, David says this, Let those be ashamed and humiliated who seek my life. Let those be turned back and dishonored who delight in my heart. That's why David needs quick help. People are seeking his life. They're trying to kill him. He needs some help quick to overcome his enemies, of which he has many, many, many. Now, this is an imprecatory psalm, verse 2. Let those be ashamed, let them be humiliated, let them be turned back, let them be dishonored. As I've said a million times in the first 70 psalms, dealing with David's imprecatory psalms, a lot of people have trouble with it. I went into a fuller discussion in Psalm 1, the audio for Psalm 1. But let me just say the simplest answer here is that evil people who are trying to kill a legitimately appointed monarch, they deserve to die. That's just all there is to it. And David is asking God to do what needs to be done in the name of justice. This is not private revenge by somebody who's ticked off at his enemies. Verse 3, Let those be turned back because of their shame who say, Aha, aha. David says that his enemies should be ashamed of coming after him. And his enemies are saying, aha, aha, which is mocking, derisive laughter, probably because of David's godliness. He's following Yahweh, and people are opposing David and say, look at this guy. He's a holy roller. He's a goody-two-shoes. He goes to church every Sunday. And so they're making fun of him. David said the same thing in Psalms 40:15, which is a Davidic psalm. David said in that psalm, Let those be appalled because of their shame who say to me, aha, aha. So David has said the same thing here. In Psalm 70, verse 3. And verse 4, David says, Let all who seek you rejoice and be glad in you. He's speaking to God now. He's praying to God. Let all who seek you rejoice and be glad in you. If you want to rejoice in God, you're going to have to seek Him first. These people who think they can rejoice in God, oh, I'm going to die and go to heaven. Don't need a ticket to get in. God's going to take care of me because I'm a good boy. No, you got to seek God, not your good works and your morality. If you want to rejoice and be glad in God, David continues in verse 4, Let those who love your salvation say continually. And again, I think he's talking about temporal salvation because the reason I think that is because so many times David talks about his enemies trying to get him, and it just seems to me that he has salvation, temporal deliverance on his mind. And of course, it's true of those who love God's eternal salvation. Of course, we're going to also say, Let God be magnified. And there was a beautiful song that I used to sing in the charismatic movement. I won't sing it for you here, but that song used salvation in the spiritual sense because it was being applied to Christians who were singing the song. But I think David meant temporal salvation. Verse 5, David says, But I am afflicted and needy. Afflicted sometimes is translated as poor. I am poor and needy. Now, here's a notice to all the blab it and grab it folks who might be listening. This is a negative confession. I am afflicted and needy. Can you hear Kenneth Copeland saying that? Can you hear Cash Flow Dollar saying that? I don't think so. But he said it. And you say to me, well, not everything David said was godly. Well, show to me where that's ungodly to say I'm afflicted and needy. It's called humility, Benny Hinn. Humility. It's not a negative confession. But I'm afflicted and needy. Hasten to me, O God, David says. You are my help and my deliverer. O Lord, do not delay. And, of course, we can pray this prayer, too. In fact, the other day, I'm on a prayer line that you call in. People call from all over the world, including Africa. And I got the idea 2 days ago just to get a psalm and pray the psalm during my prayer time. You get 5 minutes. So I just prayed the prayer, and I said, boy, this is a good prayer. This is the way to pray. At any rate, we are finished with this short psalm. We are now prepared to go to Psalm 71, which I will entitle, Forsake Me Not When My Strength Is Spent. I hope you stay tuned with me for the next audio, and I hope you enjoyed this one.